up. Don't let me see you get loose. Going down for real. Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Nathan Zagura in the Dog Bowl in Berea with my man Matt Wilhelm, and it's a homecoming edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford at 1:30. The notorious VIC Vic Carucci checks in with us from Buffalo with all the latest on the Buffalo Bills, their moves, the trades, wheeling and dealing, their interest in Josh McCown. We'll hear about that. We'll play a little Fact or Fiction at 2. And then my guy, Brian Westbrook, former Eagles great, checks in on the state of the Eagles, the state of the running back in the National Football League after our conversation yesterday. And the question again, we'll get into our Ohio Business Machine hot topics of the day. Following up on yesterday's conversation, are big-time running backs being devalued? What about big-time wide receivers? Is a move tight end, a big-time tight end like a Gronk, more important than a number one receiver like a Calvin Johnson? Let us know. Also, Dwayne Bowe, Andre Johnson, Brandon Marshall. If you're the Browns front office, which receiver would appeal the most to you out of the three big names that could be out there? I'm going to throw Jeremy Maclin into that mix
as well. I'm liking some of those big names that are out there. I just don't know if I like that big number associated with them.
I agree, but some of these guys may be humbled at this point.
Yes.
Certainly Dwayne Bowe on a team that a wide receiver didn't catch a touchdown
yes.
last year in Kansas City. Who's the best free agent on the market that is the best value? We'll also go through Mel Kiper has released his mock draft. His most recent updated mock draft was released today, Matt, and he will talk about where he went for the Cleveland Browns. But an interesting day, I think, again, Peyton Manning taking a $4 million pay cut to help out his Denver Broncos team. What did you think of that?
I didn't mind it. And I think, you know, Peyton Manning is a guy that's, you know, he's got more money than he could probably ever spend in a lifetime. And he's got a significant number of businesses outside of football. In some cases, I think Peyton Manning is well-respected as one of the great quarterbacks of all time. He has made that money year after year after year, and I think this might not be the first time. I think he also did it in Indy at some point. You know, took a little bit of knock and pay simply so that the Colts could go out and add value around him to help in those winning ways. And in some cases, as you know, consistently say about Peyton Manning, Nathan, is he's the greatest regular season quarterback of all time. He knows that. His family knows that. John Elway and that organization, I'm sure, are very aware of that. And they want to ratify that as quickly as they can. And by him saving some money and still making a significant amount of money, they're going to be able to add pieces around him in hopes of going all in to win a Super Bowl. They did that last year on defense. Now they need to add on offense. You know, Julius Thomas might be leaving. Demaryius Thomas just got the franchise tag. A running back, you know, whether it's Monty Ball or something else, but just add weapons around Peyton in his last few years in the National Football League.
His last few, and then, yes, and that's what he's got. The window is closing. If
yes.
you're Peyton Manning, you're saying, okay, I've got one more shot to get a Super Bowl, a second Super Bowl like my brother already has, and try to erase the fact that I'm going down as the best regular season quarterback of all time. I'd like to go down as the best quarterback of all time. I don't know if one more Super Bowl gets him there. I don't even know if it gets him in the discussion with Tom Brady and Joe Montana.
I don't think so either. And I think in some cases, it's a lot of it has to do with how many disappointing seasons that they've been a number one or number two seed in the AFC as a Colt and as the Bronco, and just not been able to surpass a divisional round or even a conference round to get to the Super Bowl. And then I think also the way Seattle just abused them in that Super Bowl was very embarrassing. And I think in some cases really set back that Bronco organization.
Well, and it also changed the rules in the NFL as it becomes more of a pass-oriented league. And because the Seattle Seahawks just roughed them up in the secondary in that one. So let's talk about this free agent wide receivers. The rumors are, you know, Brandon Marshall is going to be free. Dwayne Bowe is going to be free. Andre Johnson has asked to be released. You've got probably Michael Crabtree and Jeremy Maclin amongst the guys that are still available out there on your wide receiver list. So our question to you is, which one of those wide receivers are going to be, would be at the top of your wish list? If you could pick one of those free agent wide receivers, who would it be? For me, I think it's fairly easy. Because now... The only issue I have with it is the locker room. But I do believe, because he can be a malcontent at times, but I think if you're looking for a guy who can be a role model on the field and in the locker room for Josh Gordon, in terms of somebody who was looking like they were going to lose their way, didn't get drafted where they should have because of issues, but is incredibly talented, will bring it and give effort every single week and be that number one receiver, be the best friend of Josh McCown or Johnny Manziel, it's Brandon Marshall. Oh, and by the way, Brandon Marshall played pretty darn effectively with Josh McCown in Chicago 2 years ago.
Oh, he definitely did. And I think
so that is at the top of my list.
Yeah, I think the most recent, you know, locker room tirades associated with Brandon Marshall will be a deterrent to a certain personality as a general manager or a head football coach, because they just wanted to avoid that. And I think, you know, we in Cleveland have our own problems already that we are alleviating in some cases, because Josh Gordon is under suspension for an entire year. Johnny Manziel is getting, you know, his help and treatment for himself, and hopefully comes back a better football player. I think if the same type of money is associated with Andre Johnson that it is with Brandon Marshall, I might go with Andre Johnson simply because his production is higher.
It is not higher.
More consistently over this full body of work.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about now, like the last 3 years.
Okay, 3 years. Okay, they're the same. But I think Andre Johnson is a great locker room guy.
I think he's definitely a better locker room guy.
Yes.
And for this team, there's no question he's a better locker room guy. Now, Marshall coming off of a year, injury-shortened season, 721 yards, 8 touchdowns. 2 years ago in Chicago, 2013, 1,295 and 12. The year before that, 1,511. He's been very consistent. He's had 1,000 yards every season since 2007, before the injury-shortened season of last year. And he played with Josh McCown in that one. We know about Josh McCown, and did a pretty darn good job with Josh McCown to come in. Now, some people are saying already, you can't pay any of these guys enough to come here. We're just talking hypothetical. What would you do if you had this opportunity? You look back at his time with Josh McCown last year. He had 7 for 139 and 2 against Detroit, 10 for 117 and 1 against St. Louis, and then 6 for 100 against the Dallas Cowboys. So effective in that 5-game stretch, 3 100-yard games, 3 touchdowns as well. I like him. I think Macklin, if you're thinking long-term franchise building, is the best, but I would imagine he might come with the highest price tag because of the fact that he's young and entering his prime.
Absolutely. And I'll pose this question to you, is who do you think would come cheapest of Bo, Johnson, Marshall, and Macklin to the Cleveland Browns? Would it be Dwayne Bowe?
For sure.
And I only because I played in the AFC West. I'm very familiar with Dwayne Bowe. I think that Kansas City offense has been so up and down between the old regime, new regime with Andy Reid. Of course, as you said, no receiving touchdowns this year, which is scary. I like Dwayne Bowe. You know, I like his skills. I like the swag that he has. He's a little bit of a head case too, which kind of scares me. But I think a lot of it has to do with that culture there in Kansas City. If he can find the right team and they maximize and go all in on him as a one, because I think he's been a one or a two multiple times in Kansas City, and he just really doesn't know his role. And he's been underutilized there in Kansas City as well.
To me, it's a matter of what does Ray Farmer think of Bo? He was in Kansas City at the time that they drafted Bo. Yep. That'll go a long way to seeing if that's a possibility. Macklin is the best overall option. I just think he's going to cost a lot of money. And now with Philadelphia having all that money, he might be back there. Marshall, Andre Johnson, short-term solutions could be good there. I love the way Brandon Marshall plays the game.
Me too.
He could be a malcontent.
And I played against him. I played against him when he was in Denver.
Yeah,
and he was a great receiver then.
People are pretty – listen, a lot of people think that the Browns can't pay – OU Bobcat, pretty apathetic at this point. Browns won't get any. Jack and Coke says you can't pay those guys enough to play in Cleveland. I don't know about that. Marshall's the most talented. Could be a headache if he struggles, says the Illyria Jedi, but he wants Jeremy Macklin. Behind enemy lines, our man G.I. George, a friend of the show, says Marshall would be my first choice as well. Andre would be my second. And then Commando York says, come on, Nate, you know Marshall would be a disaster. In a vacuum, it looks good. We don't live in a vacuum. And to me, it's a matter of how would he fit in with this locker room. You would have to understand, you know, with a Dante Whitner, with a Dansby, he's going to be opinionated and outspoken. He knows McCown, so he has some of that familiarity with McCown. I think he would probably be excited to play with a guy like Johnny Manziel. We'll see. I don't know if it's even possible, but we're just kind of throwing it out hypothetically. I do think the Browns are going to make some type of an impact with a pass catcher in free agency. I think that is going to be a priority.
We have to. We have to. And again, like I said, is – You have to look at these three guys. What I love about Bo, Marshall, and Johnson as well is they're that bigger physical wide receiver, which we've seen Johnny Manziel succeed with as he did at Texas A&M. Jeremy Macklin is a little bit more slight. You know, what is he, 6'1", probably 190 pounds. So he's just a little guy. He's more of a speedster, can still run the deep ball. He can run all the routes. You know, the deep overs, the deep routes. He can run all the routes. I just think as you look at a big physical division that we play in defensively, is he your guy? And my eyes are just naturally attracted to the bigger physical wide receiver. That all being said is, you know, if we get Bo Johnson or Marshall, potentially, you know, do we go get Kevin White, who would be a very similar body type to these three guys?
Yes, because you need the heir apparent. You need the guy that's going to come. Another thing to just put to think about a guy like Brandon Marshall, which is an underrated part of his game, and I don't think a lot of people realize just how much of a beast he is in this regard, is he is one of the best downfield blocking wide receivers
yes,
and
is.
Most tenacious blocking wide receivers in the NFL. And we know from John DeFilippo this team wants to run the football, so he fits in that regard. In 2014, he was the number two blocking wide receiver at Pro Football Focus. In 2013, he was the number one blocking wide receiver, according to Pro Football Focus. So this is a guy who is he thrives on blocking. He likes it. He's physical.
It's an attitude. And
it's
he's
an
got
attitude,
it.
Too. And he's a guy who's been open about going through something, mental health issues that he has talked about, coming through them, being open. I think that he's a guy who could be, you know, a good role model for some of these teams. Now, again, this isn't a long-term solution, but this is Brandon Marshall, guy that you're coming in for a little stopgap while you develop people around him, and there's no problem with it. Listen, Miles Austin was a stopgap. Brian Hartline would be a stopgap. You might as well, if you're going to get a stopgap and the economics work out for you, get the best one you can.
Absolutely.
Marshall would be that in my mind.
Sure,
in terms
and it makes
of
a lot
talent.
Of sense because of the connection with Josh McCown.
Got the Josh McCown connection, played, as we said, at a high level with him back in 2013. We know McCown likes those bigger receivers. A lot of people said, yeah, McCown's only good when he has big receivers. Well, that would be a big receiver that he's got familiarity with and we all know can certainly win in one-on-one situations. We'll continue to talk about that. We'll continue to talk about the running back position and the devaluing of that. It is interesting that a lot of people around the NFL are starting to think that, yes, it is a new era. There is no point in paying running backs. I talked about it yesterday. We'll talk with one of the all-time greats, Brian Westbrook, former running back. I know it kind of – he doesn't like it, but I think he sees that's the way that the league is going and the trend for the league at that position. And it's interesting. Is it more important now to have a Gronk or a Graham as it is to have a Calvin Johnson or a Julio Jones or to have a LeSean McCoy or a DeMarco Murray? Again, it's a quarterback league. It's the ultimate team sport, but you can win a Super Bowl. Think about this. You can win a Super Bowl without a top 16 wide receiver, without a top 16 running back, or a top 16 tight end if you have a top 16 quarterback.
Yeah.
You can.
Yes,
you can win a Super Bowl if you have that. Now, a great quarterback is probably going to bump one of your guys up so they feel like a top 16 wide receiver, tight end, or running back because of what they bring to the table. But the one position where you must be in the upper half of the league in terms of your guys is definitely the quarterback.
That's the only one
that is that critical to your success. When we come back, we're going to get in the phone calls, 216-578-0850. We'll continue to go through your tweets. It seems right now, early on, a lot of people want Brandon Marshall from that group that we listed there. Again, Marshall, Macklin, Andre Johnson, Crabtree, Bo. Gibbs, who do you want? Gibbs is like, I'm going to have Brandon Marshall, I think. That's what I think Gibbs would say.
It's a great question.
All right, you can ponder it, Gibbs. We'll get to you right when we come back.
Yeah, get back to me.
Let you think about that one. I don't want to hear any Tony Romo answers.
No Tony. I'll go Tony Romo free today.
There you go. Tony
just
Romo
for you
free.
Today.
Not
like
anymore. You just
said
his name.
Yep, not anymore. We already know what you are. When we come back here on CBD,
I know what you are.
We'll get to the phones. 216-578-0850. Zagura Wilhelm. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.